This episode is brought to you by Jira. Jira is the only project management tool you need to plan and track work across any team. So if you're a team of developers, Jira better connects you with teams like marketing and design so you have all the information you need in one place. Plus, their AI helps you knock out the small stuff so you can focus on delivering your best work. Get started on your next big idea today in Jira.
Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
Podcast with your hosts, right? Worshipful Brother George Mudry,
Worshipful Brother Joe,
and Worshipful Brother Ken.
Oh shit! It's already started. It's already started. We should have just started recording like 5 minutes ago.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll take some of that and throw it on our Patreon exclusive content.
I don't know if we can. I don't think it was recording.
We weren't recording.
We weren't recording.
All the good stuff is
never as funny when you have to re-record it.
Right. Right.
Oh, well. I found that out a couple days ago when I decided to just not turn on the soundboard. When I was recording alone.
Yeah, way to go.
That was some kick-ass job right there.
That's why you need me.
However, today's topic, well, we don't really have a topic. It's just called the Ginger Hungover Part 1.
Yeah.
And so there is a little bit of news that we're not going to delve too deep into, but we may be going dark in the podcast for a couple weeks because Morningstar Lodge is moving and the podcast needs to find a new home. So that's kind of what we were discussing before we went live, and we were discussing Ken's office. Joe called it Ken's orifice. Yeah. And
Tales from Ken's orifice.
Yeah.
Five every Sunday morning.
The acoustics are most favorable in there.
Apparently there's a shower in his office.
There's a shower in there, yeah.
So then there's going to be movies from Ken's orifice as well.
I mean, we could always record videos and so forth during the interstitial period there where we're moving.
What?
Well, we're not broadcasting necessarily.
Listen,
we can generate some content.
Joe's hungover. I'm stupid. You can't use big words like that.
Interim? Is that better?
What is that?
Interim is better, yes.
No, what was the first word he used?
Interstitial, like the in-between
time. Hey, wasn't that a Beastie Boys song?
I thought it was a movie with
Barry.
I thought it was a movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Interstitial.
Holy shit, the chair broke. The chair finally let go.
Yep. Uh-oh.
The chair finally let go.
Oh, live on air.
Live on air.
The podcast chair is finally...
The chair went nuts. All right.
Try not to completely destroy it. We can fix that.
Stand by.
You gotta throw it out the window. Don't destroy it, George. Please don't destroy
it. Hey, maybe it could probably be salvaged.
Yeah, it's just they're like little hex bolts. You just have.
Why don't you stand up, George?
Try.
Oh wait,
hey. Come on! Hey, no, this is much more fun. I look like a midget.
Yeah, now you look even taller.
Perfect.
Just kidding.
Anybody want to trade chairs?
That's perfect. I'm looking at like the
fuckers.
Now we're in height order. This is great.
What do you want? You want to give me your stool? I'll take it.
Wait, what?
What? You're sitting on it.
What? You never get my stool!
Oh, boy. That's a good idea. Good morning, Eric Williams. Good morning, Open XG.
Chair.
Good morning, Jed.
I'm going to have to stand.
Worshipful Brother Passmaster from Florida.
Have to stand.
Josh McCray.
Good day.
Sorry, so he was way up top there.
Yep, Josh McCray was our first listener this morning.
Yep.
He wins the prize.
Aw. What is that, a Freemasons podcast lapel pin?
Yeah.
Just glad that that chair didn't break and it broke backwards and I didn't go ass over fist. And all you see is just my feet in the freaking air. And...
I've seen. Never mind.
You know what I mean? Just my feet never up mind. In the air behind. Yeah, I got you. Anyway. So we're going to be potentially moving. So don't know where we're going to go yet. But
hopefully they have better chairs.
Yeah.
We'll definitely have better chairs.
You can sabotage me by giving me that one. I don't even know where that damn screw went.
We should get Raph in here and give him that chair. See how long it lasts. We can take bets, raise money for charity.
It doesn't look good from over here.
Yeah, I can't believe my chair broke. It's rather upsetting. Think maybe I should take a couple of chairs and just stack them? Think I'll be all right?
Do you have a phone book you could sit on or something?
Booster?
Sit on the secret teachings of all ages. That's thick.
Manly P. Hall is rolling in his grave right now.
Josh McCray, I eagerly await my gold, my mysterious gold tone lapel pin first this morning.
Keep awaiting.
No, actually, I came across I won't say a treasure trove, then, but perhaps a secret stockpile, where I think I do have three or four of those left. So, Josh McCray, shoot me a message on Facebook or wherever, and I'll get one too.
Actually, I have one that I'm going to bring to the... I was trying to design a new one, just because I didn't have one, and then magically I was looking through my shit one day, and I'm like, boop, boop, there it is.
We should do challenge coins.
I never even got one.
Going. You never even got one?
No, I never got one.
Really?
A lapel pin? No.
Oh, then okay. Then one of them is put aside for you.
No, you don't have to do that.
No, yes, I do. You're like one of the founding fathers. This is like the Mount Rushmore of
the Freemasons podcast. I started doing the challenge coins, and I just got involved with life and shit, went crazy with jobs and all this stuff, and then I didn't get a chance to.
Well, we'll work on that.
We'll work on that. We'll be good.
It's now called the Secret Teachings of All Asses. I'm Manly A. Hole. It's a little better, actually.
No? Ken didn't like the Manly A. Hole.
I like that.
Okay. I thought you were giving me the.
You
little
deep.
A little rough in my caboose, but I'm sitting on it. And actually, I'm back to the same height I was. I think.
Oh yeah. Fairly level.
Jeb Bush, brother, Passmaster. We had a shooting last night. 2 dead, 18 wounded in Ybor City.
Ybor City.
Ybor City.
Ybor City, Tampa.
Jesus.
Hadn't heard about that.
I didn't hear about that one either. I heard about the one in Maine.
Stay out there, brother.
Stay safe. You know how you stay safe, Ken?
Stay strapped or get clapped.
Bingo.
That's it.
George Washington said that.
He did not.
Is strapped.
He did.
And said has it. The clap.
I was there.
Look at you. You're on here.
God damn it.
Maybe I should go drinking heavily the night before all the time.
Yeah, for every podcast.
Live coming to you from rehab.
With your coach host, Dr. Drew. When did he join the cast?
Good afternoon, brothers from South Wales, UK.
Oh,
hey.
South Wales.
Wow.
So,
late afternoon there.
Yeah, that's pretty charged. I don't even know what another shooting though. That's man.
I don't know. Some might say a distraction, but I'm no conspiracy.
World's a crazy place.
Yes, it is.
See, this is the problem though, is that they all scream for fucking gun control, but we don't want to address mental health. And I'm sorry, mental health is
a huge part of it.
The majority of the part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think sane people walk into buildings and shoot people. Like, there's got to be something wrong with you.
But we're not going to address that. We're going to skip right over that.
Yeah, those aren't problems
for us to solve. And now for nothing, anybody who's screaming or clamoring for gun control clearly has never seen Anne Frank. The play Anne Frank.
Yep.
You're okay with the government taking over just the only thing having the guns and law enforcement? Yeah, that worked out great in the 1930s and 40s. My daughter is actually doing, she's the lead character, Anne Frank, in a play that they're doing in school. And I got to, I'm getting to, what is that on the table right there?
What is what? The matchbook?
No.
It's like a chunk of brownie or.
What the fuck?
Oh.
Chunk of chronic or something.
Anyway,
somebody was like,
"Break me off a little piece of that funky stuff."
It's freaking sad though. Like these people are like stuck inside of like a behind a bookshelf, like in this crammed little area, and had to live back there. Mm-hmm. And then one day the Nazis just busted the door in and just took them at gunpoint, and they went willy nilly. And yeah. So I'm sorry, I don't know how anybody can clamor for gun control if you've never read a history book. It blows my mind. If anything, you need to address mental health, because that to me is the bigger problem. And again, even though Sarah, people can argue at me all they want, but I see it every day.
Yeah, access
every control. Day at work I see it. Mental health,
access control as well. Like, you are responsible as a firearm owner to make sure that nobody can get access to it except the people that are legally entitled to get access to it. And if you can't do that, you should not own firearms.
Well, the other problem is that the people who are doing these things also, they're buying them legally. Well, that's why you need to have some mental health. If you've been locked up in Toontown, or you're talking to somebody who's, you know, and you're suicidal or off your rocker, you shouldn't be allowed to have firearms. You should surrender.
Yeah. And that's a complicated issue, and it's definitely one that we can't solve.
Nope.
Because we are not nearly smart enough to be dealing with those kinds of questions. But
don't be a sheep either.
Yeah.
Do your research.
Yep, do your homework.
Good to see the full team together again. Yeah, we're all here. Well, there's 2.5 of us here.
Thanks, Joe. Peace, Swizzle.
The stars aligned this weekend.
Well.
Yeah, I'm seeing him above my head right now.
I was going to say, Joe's still drunk.
No, I'm not still drunk. I'm very hydrated. For those wondering, went out and had a really good time at this really great place in Wallingford, Connecticut. Shout out to Jeremy and Sarah at Bones and Botanicals. Very cool little speakeasy type joint. Mm. Check them out if you're in Connecticut. Definitely a great place, great cocktails, great people.
I'm just saying, you know, like when you get freaking really hammered and you end up doing like the same shit that you think you've already done, you haven't done yet, and it's like muscle memory.
Oh, so you're saying I'm just going through the motions?
Like I'm saying, you came up here on the podcast because
because I enjoy the time with my brothers.
I know, I'm just teasing.
And I had to bring the jewels and apron back from Grand Lodge last week.
Oh,
brought the family jewels back.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Poor McGuire.
So we did have our Grand Lodge semi-annual session as well.
Went well. We have a newly elected incoming Grand Master, Right Worshipful Brother Edward Page, who I think will be a phenomenal Grand Master and leader. Hopefully, maybe we can get him on the podcast at some point.
I would love that. He's super high energy.
Yeah.
I love Ed Page.
I would love to have him up here.
Lots of programs coming back. I like his focus on, he's definitely going to increase the focus around wives and widows through our Grand Almoners program, which Ken is a part of.
Yep.
Focus on the physical well-being and wellness of the brotherhood, because the best thing we could do for our widows and wives is keep our brothers around longer. So he's got some initiatives there. There's been talk of district lecturer coming back.
Yeah, ritual is a big deal for him.
Yes.
Which is great.
And I think we would all like to see that. And I think with the timing of this blue wave going on and all this influx of new members, this is the time to make the impression on them. This is the time to get it right. And we can do that through virtually perfect ritual work and really make that impression that was all put upon us when we went through ours. So yep. Really looking forward to it.
I have to thank Josh McCray right now, because I know what he's up to, and I appreciate that. 3 weeks ago, my city sponsored a chili cook-off in a historic downtown, which happens to be half a block from the Masonic Lodge. Couldn't help but laugh the whole time thinking of y'all.
Thanks, John. Remember, make sure when you get that lapel pin, you sniff it and lick it first.
What you should have done, what you should have done was, Josh, you should have found out what the second place trophy look like and sent the picture to Joe.
You know what? That's okay. I'm over that.
Hey, while we're on this topic, and there's actually something, no, not topic. Just a couple weeks ago, we had a discussion on Discord about things. Ken, if you can, I don't know if they're in the computer, but can you please bring up the two rules of the Book of Josephus?
Oh, yes. The Book of Josephus.
So we're going to talk about these rules again.
Because there's been an amendment.
Not an amendment.
It's an addition.
An addendum to the FMP.
That's what I was looking for.
Now, I want to be clear. We're not making fun of the Bible. We're just going along with the theme of it. So I just need to be clear about this. He's looking it up. All right, cool.
Well, I don't have it in the file.
So we're not making fun of the Bible. So we say the book of Josephus and all this stuff. We've added another book to the FMP Bible. Have we or have we not? And I've explained this in Discord. To so you all can understand, as soon as Ken brings up the image, we'll bring up the first image of the two rules of the book of Josephus, which are good ones. They are good ones, but I definitely feel like they need an amendment. Do you not agree, Joe?
Yes,
an addition to.
It's like an appendant body. So you have your 3 degrees in masonry. We have our two rules, but then you have appendant bodies that are there not to necessarily supersede or overrule the initial two, but they're a nice little addition.
They explain
the mysteries of the first two
in further detail. Old Testament, New Testament, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Or you could even say it's like York Wright explaining more into the 3 degrees and giving you that aspect of it. And so you're an appendant body right now.
He's still looking for him.
Yeah, I just don't want to log into Facebook on here. That's all.
Well, you're not going to have a choice, I think.
Or do you just want to see the rules?
He wants to put it
the
up
images.
On the
screen. Grab the images, yeah, which I don't.
I mean, can you take it? Can you import it from your phone to the computer, like an AirDrop, if you will?
I can email it to you.
No, I can drop it in the our OneDrive.
Yeah, drop it into the OneDrive and then pop it up there. Because and then you need to do the other one too, and we'll explain where that comes from.
That I don't give us a minute. Copy saved.
What's up?
I don't think I have a copy saved of your appendant.
Oh, my appendant one. I definitely do. I have that in here. So I will text that to Ken momentarily. But Kentar.
Love how we're doing this live.
Yeah, I should have thought about this ahead of time.
Clearly
but,
can't multitask.
I didn't think of it.
Maybe we should just talk about them and then post them.
All right, so we'll just talk about them then. Yeah. But I'm gonna send this one to Ken. So Ken, you your text messages.
Got it.
So you can post that up. So Joe, maybe you can explain your two rules first. Yeah, so we'll talk about the book of Josephus first.
The original rules of Brother Josephus and his rules of civility consist of only two.
Uh-huh.
The first being...
Oh, you could send that to him now, and he can get it, drop it in the OneDrive, if you wanted to.
I could, if you needed it. Rule number one, don't be an asshole.
Very simple.
Pretty simple. That encompasses a lot of, just a lot of things, right? Go right back to that first rule.
Uh-huh.
And very simple, rule number two, mind your business.
See, you put your, you should have changed it to ya. Mind your business.
Well, I went a little old school.
That's all right.
So again, don't be, and for those of you that want to join the community and you're asked if you will follow the Brother Josephus's rules of civility, that's them. It's not a secret. You will receive upon joining Patreon for as little as $5 a month and joining our Discord page and getting exclusive access to Patreon only content as well as our Discord channels. You will receive a complimentary digital copy of Brother Josephus's rules pamphlet. So you will receive that. And again, don't be an asshole. Mind your business.
I think I need to send you the new one now, too.
Yes. So but wait, there's more. As an added bonus.
So
we'll throw in George's rules completely free.
We had the whole thing happen with Israel and Hamas and all that stuff, and people have their opinions on it, and that's totally fine to have your opinions on it, but Ken, did you upload that yet?
I'm working on it,
you're
dude.
Working on it.
Usually, well, you know.
Except George's hair, yeah. George's hair didn't show up, Adam Brooks, asshole. My hair did not show up for the podcast. He's making fun of my hair.
We know.
So, the last new addition to the FMP Bible, if you will, of Masonic conduct, or rules of civility, if you will, is this comes out of the book of Deuteronomy.
Yes.
According to George.
I'll put this one up, actually, because I have that one.
You have that one?
I do,
Yeah, put that one up there.
I just sent the two rules to you on your phone. Just so you
okay.
Know if that helps. Ken's going to upload these right before I tell you what the hell they are. But this comes from the book of Deuteronomy, according to George. And the rule is shut the fuck up. What do I mean by that? Well, in addition to being an asshole and minding your business, you should also learn to shut the fuck up. And what do I mean by that? If you have nothing nice to say, don't say it at all. Keep your opinions to yourselves, especially in the company of other people that may not share the same view as you. So if you're talking, listen, you want to do that shit on your own page? That's fine. You want to do that on your own stuff? That's cool. Just understand that you're going to be judged for the things you say. Right? It's a good song from an old movie, Bugsy Malone. This was the Scott Baio and like Jodie Foster were like little kids. Oh, God. Remember that movie?
God. Yes.
You're gonna be remembered for the things that you say and do. La, 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 la.
I did not come here to talk about Scott Baio and Jodie Foster, God.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for that either.
But,
I mean, did love Chachi, though.
Stands true, right? You're going to be judged for the things you say and do, especially in this day of everything being on the freaking internet and everybody seeing what you do, and everybody's going to have their own goddamn opinions about what you say and do. So the best way to avoid violating rule number 1 and 2 is to stand to rule number 3. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right?
I like to to always say, and I didn't invent this. I read it somewhere. First rule of holes, when you're in one, stop digging.
Yep.
Stop digging. And like I am all for, free speech, say what you want. However, there's adult problems require adult choices, and adult choices come with adult consequences. And you got to be prepared to deal with the consequences. If you want to make a stand and do something, that's fine. I support your right to do that. Just understand there may be consequences to that. And have you thought them through and are you willing to take them? Some people are, and that's cool. Hey, I support your right to speak your mind.
And there it is. And this just goes to prove that it was written on a tablet long before the Bible.
Yeah.
In perfect
Arial font, too. Yes. It's pretty amazing.
Yes. With the cuneiform characters right behind it. This is a very old tablet.
That looks like right around the time of the Emerald Tablets.
Thoth.
Yeah, I think Thoth wrote that.
I think so, too. I tend to agree.
But then it says, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, so I superimposed some English language right there on the front of the cuneiform tablet.
Yeah, where you translated it, kind of like the Rosetta Stone.
Translated
it. Rosetta Stone.
But it came straight out of the book of Deuteronomy. You want to switch over back to YouTube, Kenny?
I can do that.
So I can see?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so why did I jokingly put up this little tablet or rule? Well, it is extremely possible to violate rules 1 and 2 and not 3. Now, how is that possible? So if I'm walking down the street, and I happened to pass by a little kid carrying candy, and I decided to trip the little kid and steal the candy. I didn't say anything.
That's not nice.
But I was being an asshole, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
okay. Yes. So I didn't violate rule number 3, but I violated rule 1 and 2. So I felt there needed to be an addition of shut the fuck up, because your mouth can also make you violate 1 and 2.
But are 1 and 3 mutually exclusive? So if I'm yammering, am I being an asshole? If I'm running my mouth off?
I mean, yeah. I mean, because again, if you're running your mouth off, which is a violation of rule number 3, of not knowing to shut the fuck up, it could make you look like an asshole, which is a violation of rule number 1.
So what you're saying is you should never violate somebody with your mouth.
Well, let's not be basic.
Your words, you pervert.
What? No.
Your words, the things you say.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. I just wanted to clarify that. I'm confused.
It's a very ambiguous morning here.
I'm very confused. The process time, My processor's a little slow right now.
So. I'm just making a point that, you know, you could have your opinions, you could have your thoughts and your feelings on things. Just be clear of the audience, you know, and be, you know, and listen, I'm all about free speech. You could talk about whatever you want. You could say whatever you want. And quite frankly, I'm all for not censoring anybody on the internet. I know the government's all about, we need to censor this person. No, I don't believe in that. And I'll tell you why, because then you know exactly who the assholes are. You know exactly who's the people you don't want to associate with and the ones that are trouble to deal with. Because they show themselves. But if you censor them, now you don't know who's an asshole. Now you don't know who the bad guy is. Who's the one I want to stay away from? That's why when I sit there in an investigation committee, I sit there and go, I ask questions. I let them talk. Because, like Joe said, you dig yourself into a hole.
Yeah.
Quit digging.
Stop digging.
But, when I've done investigation committees, I don't have an opinion. I don't argue back. I don't, you know, have any type of civil discourse with them, with telling them, well, this is how I feel. I don't say any of that shit. I shut the fuck up. I adhere to my own rule of shutting up and letting them dig their own hole. So I'm not for censoring people. However, if you're in the company of friends and brothers, watch what you say. Yeah. Because, you know, these things have a certain way of coming on it, biting you in the ass.
Well, especially if it's a situation where somebody knows exactly that what they're going to say is going to incite a specific individual or group of individuals, and they're doing it just kind of to get their kicks.
Well, the other thing is,
that's violation of rule number one.
You will also discredit yourself. Think about it. If we're talking about brothers and harmony and we're all on the same page and religion doesn't matter, and then you go on a fucking tangent about religion and how...
Keep it vague.
Yeah.
Keep it vague.
If you go on a tangent about religion, I'm keeping it vague. You know, people are going to be like, whoa. I started watching this guy because he was talking about, you know, Freemasonry and how all this doesn't matter and we treat each other equal, and then you go and say some stupid shit. And it's your opinion, but you just discredited yourself as a Freemason, in my opinion, because you went on your little zealous rant, and now you look like an ass. You have egg in your face, and you have to eat crow.
Your slip is showing.
Mm. Your slip is showing, exactly.
Well, there's some outmoded. You know, an interesting thing, though, these three rules of civility, which we have outlined, do those only apply to those in the profane world? Because as a Mason, you already have rules of conduct that you should live by that really, like, already take care of those three rules, although we don't always adhere to them.
And right? They also
fallibly make mistakes.
I like to think of them as universal.
And they're also
universally applicable.
The universality of three rules.
But three rules.
But when you go and bring this forward, it's, they're not enforced, if you will. I don't feel like they were enforced. Sometimes. One, two, and three. I don't feel like they're enforced.
By Discord or just in general?
By Grand Lodges and the higher-ups. You say some stupid shit, and, you know, it's, well, they're entitled to their opinion. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's me buzzing. Okay.
Well, we don't control the world. We only control, you know,
very little.
The Facebook community page and...
I'm not talking about us. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about, you know, when a Mason says or does something that's misconduct.
Oh, I see what you're
somebody
saying.
Somebody needs to actually push it in order for it to get.
Yeah, I've seen corrected. That happen too.
And a lot of times it's like, you know, do we really want to ruffle feathers? Yeah, we should ruffle feathers. Because this is how you keep people in line. Dan Bongino talks about it all the time, the turnstile law. Or the broken windows law in New York.
In New York, yeah.
In New York. Yeah, if you catch them for the small crimes, you avoid the big ones. Masonry is no freaking different. If we keep allowing shit to just slip through the cracks and just, don't worry about it. It's not that big a deal. I don't want to ruffle feathers and we don't want to piss off. Who gives a shit about pissing anybody off in terms of upholding the Masonic law, if you will? Joe. Plug into your Judge Dredd.
Huh?
Judge Dredd?
Plug into your Judge Dredd right there.
Hello.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, you gotta, if you're gonna have these rules and regulations and things you can and cannot do, you have to freaking force them.
Yeah. Otherwise, we get in the situations where small acts of disharmony eventually lead to,
yeah,
for example, a grandmaster that divides an entire jurisdiction or something like that.
Or a YouTube video.
Compound themselves.
Yep.
Or a YouTube video.
I don't know what we're referring to.
I don't either.
I mean, it's easy to breed disharmony through YouTube. That was, that's what it's for.
A YouTube video that was circulated into our Discord about a Mason talking.
Oh, that one. Yes.
That YouTube video is going to create disharmony. Because you fired off on your opinions, but yet you're also tagging Freemasonry in it. Don't do that.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. When we're in this world of social media and everything, where people will look at your profile to see who you are and make a decision in about 5 minutes as to who you are and what you represent.
Cardinal.
If you're going to take certain views that may be, I don't want to say hostile, but let's say controversial.
Mm-hmm.
Then don't put a picture of yourself up in your Masonic regalia in your profile picture and tag that you're a member of, you know, whatever Freemasonry jurisdiction you're a part of, and then hold and express views that are contrary to your obligations and the tenets of Freemasonry.
Correct.
You can't do that. If you want, I'm not saying don't have those opinions and don't share them. If you feel that strongly about it, do it. But don't do it under the guise that you're representing the ideology of all of Freemasonry.
Yeah.
You just can't do
that. And you're implicitly saying that everything you say is representative of Freemasonry if you put a badge on your car or put a profile picture up of you in the past having worn Masonic regalia. Like, implicitly, anything you say after that point, you better make sure that it's...
On top of that, and I hate to keep quoting another, you know, another human being, but Dan Bongino, I listen to him quite frequently. He's got a thing called the Bongino rule. Wait for the facts. Just wait. When something happens that you have a strong opinion on it, just wait.
Get the information.
Because the information you might get initially, and you go on your terror or tangent about it, you might be wrong.
Yep. Yeah, and it's going to make you look and stupid.
You're going to have, again, crow tastes like shit. I've ate it many times.
That wasn't a crow. Was it a mockingbird?
You ever seen that video on YouTube? I think I was like,
what about eating poop?
No, it's a guy.
What are we talking about now?
It's a guy on a porch, and he's like, oh, look, is that a mockingbird? And then they show the bird with the mouth moved. He's like, oh, look, is that a mockingbird?
I have not seen
that. That was pretty funny.
Clever.
But anyway, just, you know, that just kind of boils down my two rules. And realistically, I need a fourth rule at some point should come out and be, know your facts. That should be another rule. Know your facts before you start the argument.
Well, I think it's only appropriate that Ken come up with the next rule.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm. I'll do some thinking on that.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
So if
the oil your joints. Beep, beep.
Yeah, I'll write it in code.
Ryan McLean. Ryan McLean. Keyboard warriors are not afraid of getting punched in the mouth. That's because they had a keyboard in their parents' basement. Or, whatever. Ryan McLean, our grand jurisdiction has a social media policy. You can be brought up on charges for violation of them.
Yeah, but all right, so ours does too.
Yeah, but here's my question:
are they enforced?
So now here's my question for you and for brother Ryan McLean: how have they been enforced? Has there been any situation where you're like, oh yeah, this happened and this got enforced? Have they ever been enforced?
I think during one Grand Lodge session, something was mentioned about something that was seen on social media. It was a while ago, and I'm vague on the detail, and I should stay vague on the details anyway. But I believe, here's the thing.
Did it have to do with the podcast?
No, nothing to do with the podcast, thankfully.
Not this time.
Yeah, not this time. The other thing is, in order for something to be enforced like that, somebody's got to be paying attention, right? Either a brother who's a friend needs to see something and bring it to...
You don't even have to do that. It could be a member of your own lodge. If I go on a freaking tangent, I don't have Facebook, and this is one of the reasons why I don't have Facebook, but if I had social media of any of any kind. And George Marjorie goes on a freaking 30-minute tangent about this, that, and the other thing. And I sound like a complete asshole, and I'm completely out of my Masonic element and out of my Masonic obligations. I would expect the brothers of my own lodge to be like, yo, what the f-?
And that's where it starts, because I can tell you, I've reached out to a brother in another lodge who started posting some things on Facebook when the last round of elections were going on.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was just angry, un-Masonic, inappropriate. And I messaged them on this item, like, dude.
Whisper good counsel.
You can say whatever you want, again, but if you're going to do that, take down, change that profile picture of you in official regalia, because people are going to look at you from the opinion. He didn't necessarily agree with what I had to say, but he respected it, and he did both tone down the rhetoric and change the picture.
Right.
But that needed to be done. You know, not for nothing, full transparency. We were on Discord a month or so ago, and you had said something that I felt could be interpreted the wrong way. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
But I was like, hey, I just want to give you an opportunity to clarify what you're saying and to make sure that I'm understanding it correctly. It ended up starting a little bit. It caused a little bit of tension.
A little bit.
But I felt it strongly enough that, like, I don't think this is what he actually means. And before somebody could take it and run away with it.
I remember what I said.
You got to set the record straight.
Like,
because,
hey, just, Now, if you would double down on it, then okay. I'm calling you on the side and say, what the
fuck? I'll briefly touch on what I said, but I won't talk about what I said. I had basically just said that.
You made a generalization.
I made a generalization. No, I didn't make a generalization. I believe that there was a generalization about taking entire groups and lump them in all into one. And what I had said was, is that not everybody, you know, who was in this situation or region was necessarily bad.
Right.
Which is true, because, I mean, you had situations where people in this region or area or organization that, you know, resisted and fought back against things.
Right. Or some may have just not been aware
of
what was actually, you get your low level.
Yeah. So
to make a military analogy, you get your low level grunt, may not be aware of what's going on in the war room when the generals are talking about what's going on. They're just following orders.
And that's what I had said was, you know, don't lump everyone into one generic, just because of, perfect example, January 6th. Not everybody went into the fucking building. That doesn't make them all insurrectionists. That makes them assholes stand outside going, what the fuck is going on in there?
But right, and to give another analogy, it'd be like me saying, again, something that could be initially inflammatory, but like, let's say I came out and said, well, not all of Epstein's friends were bad people.
Right.
And on its surface, you're like, oh my God, how the hell can you say that? Right. He did these horrible things. Yeah, but maybe not all of them knew.
He might have been friends with the Pope or something.
Yeah, yeah. But the initial piece warrants clarification.
Right,
because somebody's going to jump on that and be like, oh my God.
Right.
Yeah.
But again, this is why we need to have a social discourse. This is why you ask questions. This is why you talk to people rather than just indemnifying them for having an opinion.
Right.
Figure out what they're talking about first. And we don't do that as a society anymore. Is the first thing we do is we hear something and it's like, damn, this guy is a piece of shit because he said this and blah, 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 blah. But like, hold on. Let me hear what he's got to say first. Please explain yourself. And we actually had a little bit of a blowout.
Yeah, but we called each other on the phones.
That situation. Another one, a little bit later, we had another blowout. And what was the first thing I said? Same thing you did. I said, please clarify what you're talking about.
Yes. What did you mean?
What do you mean by that? And again, like you said, if you double down.
Right. Which I think in that situation, the person doubled down. Okay, well, now we know. But like, you got to assume positive intent. Don't jump right off the...
not even positive intent. Just try to understand intent.
Yeah.
What are you driving at here? You know what I mean?
Goes back to waiting for the data.
Yeah.
Waiting for the data. Yeah. Waiting for, you know, waiting before you make an initial snap judgment on something.
Yeah, make a well-informed decision.
We don't really.
Hey, are you sure this is what you meant?
Do that anymore. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is, you know, you pull somebody on the side, you know, away from the other one. So this is, we talk about whispering good counsel. Hey, man, you know how that looked, how you said it, right?
Right.
Or you know how that looked, how you did it, right? And the other person might be like, oh, shit. Like, no, I didn't think about it from that angle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Or unless you catch me in a bad mood and I say, I know goddamn right what I said, and I'll say it again. Here, I asked for you asked for clarification. Let me make this 100%
clear. Well, when you
clear,
called me on that whole situation, you were like, hey, you good? Yeah, why? Talk about what you just said. I said, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no, that's not what I meant. This is what I meant. I was just trying to say this.
And yeah, like, and
oh, okay. All right.
But some people.
But you sound like you violated rule one. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah, but some people took my giving you an opportunity to clarify and explain as me attacking you, and it wasn't.
Being like the judge and jury or something.
Clarify before I make a ruling. I need all the facts. You can give me some more facts here.
Right. Yeah, so. Anyway, those are so Ken's got to come up with his own rule now. What are we going to call it, though? I have the Book of Deuteronomy. I think that's pretty funny.
Well, I think Ken is more of a like a Revelations kind of guy, I think.
Yeah, but we talked about that.
Revelations, like according to AI.
But it could just be like Ken's programming code or something.
Yeah. Revolution. Prime Directive.
Yes.
Go Prime Directive.
Go Prime Directive. Absolutely.
Yeah, Prime Directive.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, I'll think on that one. Hey, by the way, let us know how our audio quality is. I threw a noise suppression filter on the soundboard, and it seemed okay, but you guys let us know.
I can still hear George.
Yeah, well, George definitely still comes through loud and clear, but aside from that, let us know how it is.
Noise cancellation.
Stupid. Anyway, so Ryan McLean, to be fair, they were just issued a month ago. All right. Yeah. I mean, I think not a lot of Grand Lodges are coming out of the Stone Ages still.
I think ours have been in place for several years now.
Yeah.
I think so too.
I think even like the general kind of directives of the order, you know, I think most people would generalize that to social media.
But for God's sake, right? enforce them.
You're right. Yeah.
If that's what you're going to do, and if you don't like the fact that Grand Lodge is going to enforce them,
then you can opt out. This is a volunteer organization.
Yep.
You were invited in. You sought to come in. You were taken in. You can leave at any time.
Listen, I mean, I know I come across as an asshole sometimes, but I generally try not to...
Bless you, I think.
Hurt people.
Thank you.
I generally try not to like hurt people's feelings and do things with malicious intent. You know, I really feel like I don't do it intentionally. You know, if you're an asshole to me, I'm gonna be an asshole back. Like, let me be clear about that. But
I've seen you poke the bear before, though. I've definitely seen you poke the bear, like in a bar or something.
And I've been the bear.
And you've been that bear.
Well, you're furry enough.
Yeah, the beard's coming in nicely.
Yeah.
Well, how have I poked the bear? Come on, give me a situation.
Well, usually it's like one of your own brothers, right? And it's like an after lodge situation, and you'll you'll needle somebody who's like clearly, you know, feels strongly about something just to kind of get a reaction. I've seen you do it before. Messner. Yeah, for example. But it's never
you're talking like about malicious. Like a, you're talking it's, about like a shark to blood scenario, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Like if I smell blood in the water,
It's never, right. It's never like,
but it's not malicious. It's just like
holy malicious.
No, you do it for entertainment.
I do,
exactly. Yeah.
Which in and of itself is a violation of rule number one.
Is it though?
Fair enough. It can be. I won't argue. Fair enough.
If you do a brother's on egg, and for your own personal entertainment, go and like. Tip him over the edge to have him explode again? For fun?
Let me defend myself here. Because it's not for something major. Like, if somebody's like, oh, my mother's got cancer. I'm not going to do that.
No.
But if it's something I feel is a stupid, you're getting upset over something stupid. Oh, yeah. I'm coming in hard. I'm coming to piss you out. Like, it's like, oh, I can't even think of a situation or a scenario where it's like, but like if it's something stupid, like you're sweating, that's one of my rules. Don't sweat the small shit. I really don't. I try not to sweat the small stuff. I let a lot of shit blow over my shoulder. That's just how I am, because I'm sorry, I don't believe in being pissed off all the time. But there are people, and Masons, that little things tweak them, and they get pissed off about stupid things. Like, oh, that guy stole my seat.
Yep. So you identify that and then poke them until they explode.
Pretty much, because I find humor in it. I don't know.
All right.
That's sounding like rule number one.
See, that's what I said, and you questioned it.
Hey, you guys know our brother Alex, Alex, right?
Yeah,
Alex, the tattoo artist, Alex. About a week or two ago, he gave me a nice little under Masonic ring tattoo.
Very nice.
Ah, nice.
Hopefully, you recognize that Masonic symbol.
Absolutely. Not at all.
No? Point within the circle.
Oh, you have one.
Oh, you've got one too. Did he do that one on you?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay. Now I feel like I'm a thief.
I think
he has one of his fingers.
Thief.
But, yeah, it came out pretty good. I'll show the camera really quick. It fits nicely under the Masonic ring. So if I wear a signet ring, I don't
you won't even see
look
it.
Like a finger tattoo degenerate. Nobody would even know.
What did the son of a bitch snap you for that one?
We were just screwing around at the kitchen table. He's got another another brother of ours that's kind of learning the tattoo from him. So it was just, you know, they had all the stuff around. So, yeah.
You were
just
a guinea pig.
Yeah, basically. Nice. It was, and, you know.
He's got a prison tattoo.
Scotch involved, yeah.
Which is funny, because every time I go see him, the son of a bitch whacks me $100+
He doesn't like you.
For a small thing. Hold on, hold on. It's got to catch up to the thing.
A little closer.
There
you go. Yeah, you're good.
All right. Yeah, I guess so. It'll work. Yeah, so anyway, the so for the listeners who are just listening audio, Ken has a new tattoo on his right ring finger underneath his signet ring, his Masonic ring, of the, what is it, the...
It's the point within the circle.
Point within the circle. It's omnipotent, and it's got two lines on the side for the Saint John's. That's it's a symbol for the two Saint John's.
Look at you. You're good.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah.
I pay attention sometimes.
Sometimes
being a big one.
Nagel, your thumb is bigger than George.
I'm crushing your head.
Yeah, so getting back to what we were saying, like, I poke the bear, but I do it to be funny, though. Like, and most people, like, after I'm done poking the bear, they're like, you know, fuck you, George. Like, they realize I'm screwing around, and they're like, you're just trying to piss me off. Like, oh, what was I? It was Rafferty.
I was you definitely poked that bear.
See, that's just the thing. The bigger you are, the harder I poke, because I think it's funny as hell to see
Did
a big
bring
ass.
Up the donut machine?
Yeah, I remember what I brought up. God.
That's usually how he needles.
I brought up something. I can't remember, and he was like, I'll fucking break your goddamn neck. Like, he got, like, legit pissed off. I just started laughing. Like, I thought it was freaking hilarious. He's like, oh, you son of a bitch. You got, like...
My hot buttons with him, I'll either go with the donut machine or the clam bake.
Oh, God. Clam bake.
Now, see, with me, it's chili cook-off. I like, because I know that's your snapping
point. And Josh McCray's still beating that dead horse with rigging a chili vote thing or a big thing.
But see, he's doing the same thing I do. It's harmless. It's, you know, I'm trying to get you to pop. Like, I think it's freaking hilarious.
Pamphlets always work pretty well on Joe as well.
The best episodes, though, we've ever recorded are the ones where Joe loses his shit.
That's because it's so infrequent. It's like...
It is infrequent, which makes it even funnier. It's
like, okay. I don't have that type of energy level today. I'm not coming in here hot. I'm just like...
He exists. He's present.
I don't know. I thoroughly enjoy watching people who are generally calm in nature lose their shit.
When I lose my shit. You love it. You absolutely love it. And then when I start to calm down, you'll just throw a little more fuel on. You'll just say,
so I'd love to.
You say something stupid like, so you're going to let this go now? Goddamn right, no, I'm not letting it go. And then I start another 15-minute tirade. Like, it's like when you got to, like, just turn over that log and make it the fire roaring.
I that's a guilty pleasure. I love watching people who are generally mild-mannered lose their shit.
I lost it. That happened to me at work. Earlier in this week, you would have seen that. Earlier this week there was some I wasn't sleeping well. I had some other issues going on that I'll tell you about off air. But I walked into work Tuesday morning and I just warned everybody that worked for me. I'm like, today is not the day. My tolerance level is like down here, and it's not going to take much So within 15 minutes of me being there, the printer wasn't working.
Oh, God.
Load letters. So
what does that mean?
So that got me going. And then the day culminated with me in the car on the way home having a phone conversation with my boss's boss's boss.
Ooh.
That was after like an hour-long conversation with HR where they felt my wrath as well.
Ooh.
So I was like just burning the freaking world down that day.
I could see you. And I mean, I know it's kind of weird to even think this because the guy just died, Matthew Perry. But you ever seen longest?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. You ever seen the what is it? The whole nine yards where he gets in the car and he puts his seatbelt on all calm. And then he starts the car, and then he shuts it off. He takes his seatbelt off, just wigs the fuck out in the car, just starts smashing the dashboard and banging his head against the freaking horn. It's like, meow, 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 meow.
But yeah, there have been people that I've worked with for like over 20 years that had never seen one of these freakouts. And luckily, like my boss's boss's boss, there was once upon a time where we were peers, and he was my direct boss. I've known him for over 20 years, so he's just like, all right, just go, man, just let it out.
Josh McCray, of course, with George, you just got to bring up the show sponsor, Paul Seltzer. Yeah, I think it's funny now, but man, when they were freaking trying to hide who the hell was the
that was how Rafferty used to poke you.
Yeah,
remember you got that
Orson O'Bear and all that shit. Yeah, they had the friend request of Orson O'Bear, who was like this big guy, but it was actually the fucking mascot for Polar Seltzer, and it was Rafferty the whole time. Yeah. They got me good with that shit.
Yeah, I got you with one, too, but I pulled the plug on it quickly because you started getting really pissed when people started making fake accounts. But I had some fake Illuminati guy named Alistair something or other.
Nice.
Yes, I remember that.
And then you went out of time like, hey, George, I got to talk to you.
That's right.
That was me. And then we put like a ban on all fake accounts.
Yeah.
Yes, those were the days.
But see, the nefarious ones, right? Is that the word? Nefarious, where it's like... innocent? No, nefarious.
No, nefarious is the opposite.
Quite evil.
The innocent ones. Like the Instagram ones where it's like podcast, FMP podcast chair.
Yes. Yep.
All that shit's freaking hilarious.
There's a chili one on this. I think that's all Garrett.
Boba Fett in Greece.
Probably.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Boba Fett.
Bounty Hunter in Greece.
Bounty Hunter in Greece, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they're taking...
It's funny because I don't even remember what the original quote was that turned into Bounty Hunter.
I'm bowing out of degrees.
Yeah.
And it turned into... Bounty Ken's Hunter. Like, you're sending a Bounty Hunter to Greece?
Yeah, you got friggin' Marvel.
And man... Well, I was on one of my rants, I think, at that point.
Yeah, you were yammering.
I was yammering at
talking
that point.
Talking too quick.
I was talking fast and getting... That's what I do. I get... Like, when I get fired up, I start talking extremely fast. And I don't quit. Like,
and there was a little more alcohol involved in those early episodes.
Oh, yes.
Yes, there was.
Because they were at night instead of 9 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday.
That's been a good move.
I'm still good for a good rant or two. Mine are usually at work. Yeah. I usually spaz out. My partner in the truck is laughing his ass off because I'm losing my shit in the truck. I'm good for that.
Was that during the What Grinds My Gears episode?
What one?
When you went on that rant?
What rant? About what?
One that you're just bet the bounty hunter from Greece?
No. That was an earlier one. We were talking about the old guy stepping away.
Oh,
that's right, yeah.
You know, the older generation stepping away. Now when I say stepping away.
Now we're the older generation.
Oh, God, we're in trouble.
Yeah, well, doesn't mean that the new generation should go out and, I don't know, sell the building.
But whatever. They didn't sell the building. They didn't own the building to sell it.
Oh. I'm good.
You okay now? Did you get it all out?
No, I didn't. But that's why I'm shutting the fuck up, because we're just talking about, you know, the Book of Deuteronomy. So I'm shutting up. I'm taking the high road. Let's see.
Which is really hard for you.
It is hard.
It's hard. Almost out of reach.
Yeah, like first place in a chili cook-off.
I have the high ground.
I start. Anyway, you guys got anything else? I'm pretty much tapped up.
No, I think we're good.
I think we're good.
It's a good episode. Good fun.
It's fun just to screw around. Like I said, I don't know where the FMP is going to end up, but we're going to be searching for a new home to go.
We'll figure it out. We got some options.
We got a lot of options, actually.
The belt comes with me until we find a new home.
It's fine.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to try to make it look like it does now, but maybe we rebrand the whole thing and change the logos and everything.
Oh,
we just all out FMP. You know what we'll do? We'll even do like Guardians of the Galaxy. We'll have the Freemasons podcast volume 2, but we'll have it in the like slasher.
Like an writing. Old mixtape kind of deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah.
All right.
We'll figure it out.
Production meeting.
Thank you all for joining for the Freemasons podcast. I am Right Worshipful Brother George Marjorie signing off.
Worshipful Brother Joe signing off.
And Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Pay attention to those three rules.
Yeah.
Learn them.
Yep.
Gonna be famous one day.
Good tattoo.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.